Mike Leake and the Cardinals take on Max Scherzer and the Nationals in D.C. In the first inning, the Redbirds mount the threat as Stephen Piscotty steps in.
The kick and the pitch. Swinging a line drive left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Eaton cannot cut it off all the way to the wall in front of the Budweiser Brewhouse. Rounding third and scoring on the play is Carpenter into second with a run scoring double to Stephen Piscotty. Max checks the runners, first and second. Long pause, kick in the pitch, swing and a fly ball, shallow left center field, it's trouble. And this is going to drop in a base hit in between Eaton and Worth. Rounding third and scoring on the play is Fowler. Over to third and the play is Garcia. And holding it first with a looping single to left center. And his second run batted into the game is Stephen Piscotty. And it's now the Cardinals 3 and the Nationals nothing.
Sean Kelly is warming in the Nats bullpen. The Nationals have the luxury of an off day tomorrow as far as managing their relievers. The pitch on 3-2. Swing and a miss. Harper chased one. Down and in and out of the zone.
Second time he's gotten him on the cutter running in.
2-2. Strike three called over the outside corner. Worth slams the bat down in disgust at the home plate umpire Brian Knight. So Leake wins the battle. Strike three called. Fastball at the outside corner. And Worth goes down looking.
So a lot of off-speed stuff here. Time, when do you think about going the other way? If you can. Here's the set. The pitch. Swing and a line drive. Caught at third. Sprawling to his right was Jerko. And he did go the other way, and he lines out of the changeup to the third baseman to end the inning. And on the 3-2 pitch with two out, Rendon did not run on the pitch. I'm surprised at that, too. The inning is over. The Nationals have to settle for a run. Harper makes a bit, hits a bullet, and it's caught by Jerko at third base on the backhand. 1-1 to Piscotty. Long drive, left field deep. Worth going back, looking up, going, and gone. Goodbye. Over the visitors' bullpen. A blast into section 101 in left center field. It is a 3-run home run for Stephen Piscotty. He drove in the Cardinals' run of the first. He drove in another in the fifth. And now a 3-run homer here in the ninth. He has driven home 5 of the Cardinals' 6 runs. It's now St. Louis 6 and Washington 1.
St. Louis snaps a 3-game skid as Mike Leake picks up his first win of the year. And more bad news for Washington. Stephen Drew hits the DL with a hamstring strain a day after Trey Turner was also placed on the DL. The Nationals are unable to complete the sweep of the Cardinals. Here's Dusty Baker when it was all said and done.
You can't take anything away from Leake. I mean, we had him on the ropes in that first inning. And then, the pickoff. And then the strikeout to Bryce. It would have been a lot easier with nobody out in that situation. And then after that, after he got out of that trouble, then... You know, he was very good. His ball was moving. His cutter was really working today, and his sinker. And he would throw an occasional changeup and break a ball. And I was just thinking during the game, my good friend Bobby Welch, was his coach at Arizona State. And Welch used to tell him all the time, cheese at the knees with movement, and that's what he was doing today. And he was splitting the plate, more like a left-hand pitcher, with the cutter going one way and the slider and the sinker going the other way. And, we didn't have him in the stretch. Only time we had him in trouble was in the first and then the seventh, because the rest of the time he was in the windup, and it's a lot easier for a pitcher to get his rhythm out of the windup. And that's, only time we had him in trouble was the first and the seventh. Mm-hmm. Well, he's struggling some, he's feeling better daily, but let's not forget he struggled last April too, so we got more than half the, April to go, and he can still have a very good April. And it was a tough game, for him today. You know, we had, like I said, all of their outs, all of their runs were scored with two outs. And that's you know, backbreaker when that happens. And, you know, Piscotty beat us by himself today. It was Piscotty 5 and us 1. And so it was a heck of a day for Leak and Piscotty. And, you know, Piscotty's a very good hitter. You know, he's not going to stay cold or long for, you know, for too long. And the same with Anthony. He's a good hitter, and, you know, that he's going to have a breakout game here.
Dustin, you win the series, but kind of uncharacteristically, your team made a bunch of errors in the series.
Yeah.
Any aspect of the defensive play that you've seen the last few days concern you at
all? Yeah, I mean, it always concerns me when you don't catch it or throw it, you know, because you're giving away outs. You know, you give away extra outs, and the game wasn't designed, you know, for 30 outs versus 27, you know, and so we just got to tighten our defense up. We got to tighten our defense, and we got to tighten our entire game up.
Is the defense something you address with them, or do they kind of just know?
Well, that's something that I address, you know, all the time. But I address it from the time, you know, we're in spring training, and we work on it. And so we just got to just keep working.
What did you think of Maxie's outing?
Maxie was he finished strong. He finished very strong. He was spiking his slider, you know what I mean, and which usually he doesn't do. And evidently he didn't have a very good feel for that slider, you know, because a run was scored, you know, on a wild pitch. With two, well, it was in the first inning. He was headed for 10, 12 pitch first inning. And then, you know, the walk to Carpenter and then the wild pitch, and then, you know, the base hit to Piscotty again. And so, you know, most of their runs were set up and preceded either, most of the time, by the walk. You know, even in that ninth inning, you know, there was a walk in there someplace. So we got to tighten those walks up also.
Meanwhile, Max Scherzer went 6 innings. He allowed 3 runs, just 1 was earned, and he struck out 10. He took his first defeat since last August.
It's never fun taking a loss. Anytime that happens, you always reflect on, you know, the things that you could be better at. Yeah, the wild pitches, sometimes that happens. You know, you're just trying to find and sync, trying to get everything calibrated. Those are going to happen. You know, the other things, you know, you some of the pitch executions that came down today, wasn't able to elevate the ball when I wanted to early in the game. You know, and that kind of led to some counts that where they could drive the ball against me. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes even when you get punched in the face like this, you got to realize I did a lot of good things today too. You know, was able to collect a lot of swing and misses, really was able to throw the, you know, cut slider into lefties really well today, pitched in effectively. And so it's just one of these things where, yeah, this doesn't feel great, but look, I'm in a good situation. I'm ready to go forward. And, you know, my next start looked to continue to pitch well.
Dusty mentioned that you didn't seem to have a good feel for the slider at points today. Is that particularly tough, again, when you're facing as many lefties as they have, or is it, I don't know?
Actually, it's kind of opposite. I felt like I had good command slider. Sometimes, you know, from his angle, sometimes it's tough to see what pitch. But I was throwing the slider, you know, down in the lefties really well. Even the righties, I was able to execute it well. So, you know, for me today on that pitch, that pitch actually felt very good for me. It was a changeup that. I didn't have good feel to the changeup. You know, there was pitches I wasn't executing it with. You know, that just never was able to completely pitch with it.
You said the wild pitches happened. They happened today. Do you know why or what reason you were had so many of them?
Yeah, there was just I think a couple of them were on the changeup, and I just spiked a couple. You know, there's a little adjustment I can make, and you know, go to the bullpen, you know, this time, and you know, just work on between starts. You know, I'm not going to beat myself up over wild pitches. That's not part of my game. You know, if I did, I wouldn't be here.
You've seen all these guys play in the field before and how good they can be. Are you surprised it hasn't been a little more crisp here to start the season?
It's baseball. You know, look, it's a hard game. You know, those guys are out there grinding, trying to do everything they can. You know, sometimes it's like hitting. You know, hitting is contagious, so is fielding. So, you know, we're a very good defensive ball club. You know, and the fact that we have made errors, that just happens. You know, we're baseball players. But when you have the team that we're on, when you, those guys will end up making plays. I have no doubts about that.
The Nationals' next game is on Friday night. They'll welcome in the Phillies for the first of three. Steven Strasburg gets the start in the opener.